Deuteronomy chapter 25. If there is a controversy between men, and they come to judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked, and it shall be. If the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, then the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault by a certain number. 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed, lest if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then your brother should seem vile to you. He shall not muzzle the ox when he treads out the corn. If brethren dwell together, and one of them die and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry outside to a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in to her, and take her to him to wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. And it shall be that the firstborn which she bears shall succeed in the name of his brother which is dead, that his name be not put out of Israel. And if the man does not like to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate to the elders, and say, "My husband's brother refuses to raise up to his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother." And then the elders of his city shall call him and speak to him. And if he stands to it and say, "I do not like to take her," then shall his brother's wife come to him in the presence of the elders, and loosen his shoe from off of his foot, and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, "So shall it be done to that man that will not build up his brother's house." And his name shall be called in Israel, the house of him that has his shoe loosed. When men strive together one with another, and the wife of the one draws near to deliver her husband out of the hand of him that smites him, and puts forth her hand and takes him by the secrets, then you shall cut off her hand. Your eye shall not pity her. You shall not have in your bag diverse weights, a great and a small. You shall not have in your house diverse measures, a great and a small. But you shall have a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure shall you have, that your days may be lengthened in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. For all that do such things, and all that do unrighteously, are an abomination to Yahweh your Elohim. Remember what Amalek did to you along the way when you were come forth out of Egypt, how he met you along the way, and smote the hindmost of you, even all that were feeble behind you, when you were faint and weary, and he did not fear Elohim. Therefore it shall be, when Yahweh your Elohim has given you rest from all your enemies round about, in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you for an inheritance to possess it, that you shall blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. You shall not forget it. End of chapter 1.